Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Karen Marvia, who is the president of the Downtown Hammond Council.
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
You do so many things in Downtown Hammond with the council, kind of leading the charge. And you are, I know that this is your favorite time of year.
It is.
As the holidays approach.
I love Halloween.
And you love Halloween especially.
Mm-hmm. The fall and Halloween.
So this is the Downtown Hammond Council's Haunting in Hammond that you're preparing for right now.
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about it, please.
Well, if you love Halloween, if you love the fall, mm-hmm. and if you love these TV personalities named Svengoolie mm-hmm. and Butch Patrick, mm-hmm. otherwise known as Eddie Munster of the television series The Munsters, you can meet them along with seeing the coach and the Dracula from The Munsters. So if you love those old cars, you'll be able to see them at the event. And anything related to Halloween, and this is for adults and kids.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you are a kid at heart or you're an adult like me who loves Halloween, there's something for every member of the family to enjoy.
So this is an all-day-long event.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And it's at EAT.
It's at EAT and outside of EAT. Homan and Sibley will be closed off.
Okay.
And there'll be lots of outdoor activities as well as indoor activities. So we'll have a Frank Enstein's Monster Market. So if you like to shop, uh-huh. we are going to have the best vendors out there. Everything from Halloween and oddities to upcycled, repurposed, handcrafted goods by local artists, mm-hmm. vintage, toys and collectibles, records. Really cool shopping.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to kick off the Christmas holiday shopping, which is, you know, will be right around the corner too.
What is a hearse car?
They're called the Hardcore Hearse Club.
I see.
And I know, it's like, what is that?
These are vintage hearses?
These are vintage hearses. They go to all different shows, and they set up, and then they also sell all kinds of Halloween and oddities.
I see.
And they also bring, like, a coffin, and you can take pictures. It's very popular.
I can imagine.
People are dying to go.
Oh, I bet they are.
Ba-boom, boom.
That's fun. Hearse cars. It's sort of like a car show, but with a niche.
Yes, for Halloween. It's perfect.
That's fantastic. And EAT is a cool event space.
Yes.
Was it Woolworth's?
It was the former F.W. Woolworth's, right.
Days,
yes, back in the day. So it's been lovingly restored.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a banquet facility, an entertainment center for the arts, and a bistro.
And so there will be food and...
Yeah, there'll be a bar so you can get delicious cocktails.
Uh-huh.
And you can shop inside, plus meet Svengoolie. And then outside, there'll be Butch Patrick and his lovely wife, Layla, and the cars.
And Butch is the actual person who played Eddie Munster on
yes,
TV.
Yes, okay. Correct. And he is very friendly, amicable, I mean, gregarious. You know, people are blowing up on Facebook and social media that they're both going to be at the same place at the same time.
He's not a little boy anymore, I take it.
No, he's a boy at heart, but he's now a grown man. But he'll have cool memorabilia to sell and things
uh-huh.
as well.
Oh, that's fun.
So will
Svengoolie is always cool.
Oh, he is.
I enjoy him. We had him perform, well, not perform, but he made an appearance with the symphony a number of years ago.
When was that?
Oh, it was at a Halloween, one of the last times we did a Halloween concert.
Okay. Donna was trying to remember when it was.
Yeah. It was at least 10 years ago, I bet. And yeah, so it's been quite some time. But I know that you have him come out, and that, I think that's great. But he does that. He makes appearances all
he
over.
He does.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we book him a year. You have to book him a year in advance.
So this is one of the activities. You had a Beatles Fest recently. And what else do you have coming up, Karen?
We have You'll Love Hammond, Y-U-L-E.
Yes.
So we're working on the details of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do things like we do the spring and fall cleanups and Eat, Shop, and Rock, which is all about the 60s, 70s, and Beatles. So we do a lot of different things that are fun for the whole family to bring people to downtown Hammond. For Haunting in Hammond, I want to remind there's also going to be trunk or treat. So if business owners can come out and decorate their vehicles, and then the kids can go and safely get candy mm-hmm. and have fun, dress up at the same at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's an adult and kids costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do something with a B horror movie genre because of the theme of who we have there,
mm-hmm.
that's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some judges. Maybe we can get John Kane out there that day and do some judging.
we'll have to see.
He says, let me check at my schedule. She's putting me on the spot right now.
I'm sort of spotless at this point in my life. Spots just roll right off of me.
We also have Home Depot will be out there, and they'll be doing a fun children's activity, which is nice. So we're getting different events and activities added every day. It's nice to see that so many people want to be a part of this event. They're reaching out. A lot of times, as a event organizer, you have to try and draw people
right.
in. And with this event, we have people contacting us from all over to be a part of it.
Well, it's special, and not everybody's doing something like this, so that's great.
And South Shore Arts Substation number 9 is going to be doing something that day too.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, good. Thanks for being here, Karen, to tell us about the haunting in Hammond, Downtown Hammond Council. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.